L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool, but financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid and all across the Sports Grid network. That includes sportsgrid.com/watch, where you can find your favorite destination to consume everything all across the grid. It is the 2nd of May. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. We are together here for the next 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern time to look back on what we saw last night around the association, a doubleheader of action. One team has advanced to the second round of the postseason, the best team in the NBA, as we expected. Another takes a 3-2 series lead on the road as injuries start to stack up in Los Angeles. Stanley Cup postseason action to break down for you as well, and around Major League Baseball with some college football drama starting to take over the headlines here in May as well.
Yeah, a lot of really good topics to talk about. Exciting action today. The Diamond, a little bit afternoon-ish today, Ben. Not a lot going on tonight there, but we got you covered in the NBA as we are looking forward to Knicks 76ers game number 6 in Philadelphia. Owners buying tickets to try to keep the New York market out. Should be a lot of fun tonight, no doubt about it.
Can't have any of those New York fans down in Philly for game number 6 as the Sixers hope to force a game 7 and extend their season and series. But we start with a doubleheader last night in the association. Boston was NBA's best team all year long. NBA's best record wrapped up before the final 2 weeks of the NBA regular season. But the last time, DRS, the Celtics, who had 38 home wins entering last night, were in Beantown. They got beat by double digits by the Miami Heat in game number 2 of this series, but that would be the only win Miami would be able to muster in this opening round set as Boston learns from its mistakes and wins by 30-plus last night in game number 5 to clinch this opening round series over Miami. 118-84, the Celtics cover as a 14-point home favorite, win this series in 5 games to advance to the second round.
It feels like a miracle that they even won one basketball game here in the playoffs for the Miami Heat. And the last time they were at the TD Bank Garden, they knocked down 23 three-point shots. You know how many they knocked down last night? 3 three-point shots. Yeah. 20 less at this point. But here's where the argument starts. Come on now, last night. I said the Miami Heat weren't going to get the 90 points here. If you would have told me they scored 84, and I like that under 201.5, 118-84. Just misses as it goes over because the Boston Celtics dropped 41, 27, and 30 in the first 3 quarters to put away the Miami Heat. That was an embarrassing performance on offense by the Heat. But again, Ben, we probably expected that, right?
Yep, Miami did not score 90 points in any of those final 3 losses following the franchise playoff best, 23 made threes inside TD Garden last week. But from that point, 23 made threes in game 2 alone, Miami hit only 21 combined in the 3 games following. Without Jimmy Butler, it was going to be a tall task. Frankly, with Jimmy Butler, it would probably be a tall order as Boston advances into the second round. The first team in the Eastern Conference, by the way, we already have 3 out west, but the first team from the Eastern Conference are the Celtics to advance to round number 2. Now to the Western Conference, a series tied at 2 two games all, entering Los Angeles last night for game number 5. No Kawhi Leonard for the third time this series for the second consecutive game. It did not hurt LA in game number 4 on Sunday afternoon in Dallas. It did rear its ugly head last night. The Mavericks blow out the Clippers on LA's own home floor by 30, 123-93. Luka Doncic, despite the sore knee, despite battling a little bit of a bug, goes off for 35 points and 10 dimes as the Mavericks win and cover as a 2.5-point, 3-point road favorite in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I was comfortable with the Mavs last night, laying the 2.5 or laying the 3 points. I thought they were the better team, and the handicap was pretty easy for me, Ben. I said to myself, if the Clippers come out and get up by 30 points early, yes, they're going to have a chance. But if it was roughly even early on in that game, which it was, Dallas had a 1-point lead at the end of one, I would feel comfortable that Dallas was the better team. Did I see Dallas winning by 30 points? No, I didn't. Did I see Kyrie Irving only score 14 points and still Dallas easily cruise to victory? We expected, if there's going to be injuries in the series, like Kawhi Leonard not being healthy, the Dallas Mavericks were the better side. Now in control of the series, moving back to Dallas for game number 6. Yep. They should be able to close this one out. Great performance by Dallas when we did have some question marks on Luka Doncic, and he answered those questions last night.
Very efficient from the floor as well. 14 of 26, despite going 2 of 8 from deep. Donnie, the story in this series, much like it was for Miami, if an underdog is going to keep it close and competitive and maybe pull off the upset, the three ball needs to be hit. I mean, the Clippers shot 62% in game number 4 from 3-point range. Last night back at home, less than 26%, just 9 of 35 from deep. James Harden, sensational in the fourth and final quarter of game number 4. He scored 15 points in those 12 minutes alone, just 7 points all night long. 2 of 12 from the floor against Dallas. The Mavericks take decisive game number 5. They hold a 3-2 series lead heading back to Dallas, hoping to clinch this series in 6 tomorrow night. Now to the National Hockey League and the Stanley Cup postseason. For the third consecutive season, the Oilers send the Kings packing. Edmonton wins in 5 games with a victory over LA. And finally, Donnie, finally, a big night in Dallas playoff sports. A team wins at home in the series between the Stars and the Vegas Golden Knights. Dallas takes a 3-2 series lead with a 3-2 win in game number 5.
Great night on the ice, and yes, we were worrying, when is a team going to win on their home ice? And we finally saw that for Dallas. But on the flip side, my adopted team out there on the West Coast, the Edmonton Oilers, pick up that victory 4-3. And how about this? My guy Leon Draisaitl, 2 goals last night, and also Connor McDavid, once again, 2 assists here. That's a fun team to watch. 7 goals, goes over the 6.5 posted total, and away we go.
Edmonton keeps Canada's hopes alive. They have the best price of any Canadian team to win Lord Stanley's Cup, which has not happened now in more than 3 years. Edmonton into round number 2. Dallas up 3-2 to head back to Viva Las Vegas in the home of the reigning Stanley Cup champion, the Vegas Golden Knights. Make it 10 in a row, featuring 10 runs for the Minnesota Twins. The Twins have won 10 straight games. They blow out the White Sox yesterday on the south side of Chicago, 10-5 over the White Sox. All 10 wins, though, for Minnesota. 7 coming against the White Sox, 3 more against the Angels. But hey, Minnesota has at least found its footing.
Yeah, swinging the bat very well. Flexen wasn't a great pitcher coming into yesterday's card. Actually pitched 5 innings and 2 earned runs, but they really got after that bullpen. I did have a couple RBI chances in this game. Again, 10 runs here, and I didn't cash one in. But you know what was always painful, Ben, when you have RBI chances and late in the game, your guys with runners on base are getting pinch hit for enough of it. But again, Twins, good ball club, and streaking nonetheless.
An interesting final call last night in Citi Field between the Mets and the Cubs. Shota Imanaga continues to do what we expect, 7 innings of scoreless baseball against the Amazons. But in the bottom of the ninth, runners on second and third, Jeff McNeil up at the dish. He flies out to left. Pete Alonso tries to tag to score the game-tying run with the Cubbies up 1-0, thrown out at the plate. First, the question was, did the Cubs block home plate? No, and then Pete Alonso's hand never touches home before the tag gets down. Chicago wins in controversial fashion, 1-0 over New York.
Yeah, by the way, the Buster Posey rule is what that is. And for a while, you couldn't have a toe in the lane blocking the runner coming from third base. Now you can lay down flat short of home plate and block the runner here. By the way, Pete Alonso's hand was up, then got down. I thought he was safe, but the umps are always going to back themselves in that situation. They called him out. They stuck with the play.
Yes, they did. Controversy as well, I guess, in the two-minute report for the magical ending in the Garden a couple of nights ago from Tyrese Maxey. The refs say that the refs missed a travel call before Maxey's four-point play that kept things alive for Philly.
Absolutely not. I've watched Giannis dribble the basketball once from the opposing team's free throw line and dunk a basketball, not going to travel. You're calling me that was a travel? Nonsense.
Controversy also after a decisive finish. Ryan Garcia beat Devin Haney, but tested positive for PEDs. We'll continue to update that story later around the association next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A critical game number 5 last night in Los Angeles in the Western Conference opening round playoff series between the Clippers and the Mavericks. The Clips return home to L.A., but without Kawhi Leonard for the third time in the set, the second consecutive game. But Donnie, prior to game number 5, L.A. had actually won outright as an underdog both games without Kawhi Leonard against Dallas. Last night, though, was a different story in downtown L.A. The Mavericks did not only just win, but won big and took a commanding 3-2 series lead headed back to Texas in this opening round set. Dallas wins by 30, 123-93 over the Clippers. The Mavericks easily covering as a 2.5-point, 3-point road favorite in Los Angeles. Total at 208.5, the lowest we had seen in this series, does go over because of the offensive output from Dallas's side, scoring again 123 points.
You know, it's nice being on the road, Ben, and playing good basketball. That's one thing. Winning by 30 points, that's incredible in a playoff game. Going back to game 6 in your home building to close it out, that's what you're looking for. But how about this? Luka Doncic, 39 minutes, you know, a little bit of an illness here, worried about his twisted up knee, 35 points plus 28 on the court. Even take a look at Kyrie Irving, 35 minutes played, and you say, hold on, only 6 of 14 from the floor, terrible from 3-point range, 1 of 7, but a plus 35. But even more impressive there, Ben, when you have a bench that gives you over 40 points in a road playoff game, that's fantastic. Hardy, 14 points. You take a look at Lively, 12 points. You take a look at Kleber, 15 points. That's what you need. So when you're both your superstars aren't clicking, which again, Kyrie Irving only 14 points, that's how you make it up here. And also, flipping it back over to the Clippers side, this is what we expect sometimes. You can't shoot 60-plus percent from three-point range every game and expect to win. And it's the same way I handicapped this game. It wasn't really X's and O's. I saw the Clippers play the perfect game and eked out a victory against Dallas. So therefore, you're not going to play two perfect games in a row, and the Clippers certainly didn't do that. Got dropped by 30. Right. But you take a look at James Harden. Need you to step up. He's done this so many times in his career, early in playoff series. Wow, that's the James Harden we know and love. Last night, 33 minutes, 2 of 12 from the field, minus 25 as his plus minus. That is horrendous here, but I expected the Mavericks to win. I just didn't expect them to win by 30 points last night, Ben.
So no Kawhi Leonard. Paul George wasn't great either. 4 of 13, just 2 of 6 from deep. He was with L.A. alongside Ivica Zubats, the leading scorer for the Clippers, 15 points out of them both, but nobody scored more than 15. Russell Westbrook off the bench, 2 of 11 from the floor, 0 of 3 from deep. The Clippers as a team, 9 of 35 from three-point range. Again, in game number 4 in Dallas on Sunday afternoon, 62% from deep. That's how you fill some of the holes when your superstars are not out there like Kawhi Leonard. But 9 of 35, less than 26% last night at home in Los Angeles. Those holes exposed for L.A. last night at home against the Mavericks. Luka Doncic on the other side, 35 points, 10 dimes, dealing with a sore knee and being under the weather. His most efficient game so far in this series against L.A. And, Donnie, we talked about it. The Clippers were up by 31 points in game number four, midway through the second quarter, without Kawhi Leonard. Dallas stormed all the way back to take a lead with just over 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter before the Clippers held on for that outright victory. But we said last night, if Dallas wanted to make a statement, it would be in the opening half, only up by one after the first quarter, but had a 10-point lead at the break after 31 points in the second quarter. That was big for the Mavericks, who are now in strong control of this series, up 3-2, uncertain the status of Kawhi Leonard for game number six. Dallas returns home tomorrow night with that series-clinching potential, and they're booked as an 8-point favorite. It is the largest spread we have seen in favor of the Mavericks for game number six, represented in the series correct score. It's minus 310. That is virtually the money line price.
Yeah, if we take a look at an Eastern Conference playoff round also that sort of mimics this one, it is the Indiana Pacers, and also take a look at the Bucks, where the Bucks are expected to get healthy, but there are two different equations here. You take a look at a team that should have been able to close out the Bucks and weren't able to do that. You take a look at the Dallas Mavericks in their previous game, were able to win easily. Now they can come home on their home court, much like Indiana's going to do, to see if they can close out. Momentum much better on the Dallas Mavericks side. And also, from what we saw in the past out of Kawhi Leonard, right? He's one of those guys that marches to his own beat in some instances, which means if the team doctors tell him he's ready to play, he'll say, no, I'm not ready to play. I don't believe the team doctors at this point. So anytime I hear like Kawhi Leonard is going to be questionable or might not appear, I'm going to go to he's probably not going to appear in this game. If he didn't play in that last one, okay, now you're saying game six, it's loser, go home. We need you, Kawhi Leonard. But how much energy are you getting out of Kawhi there? I just think the Dallas Mavericks overall are the better team. And even before this series started, I still thought it was going to be the Mavericks, and the Mavericks in six probably made the most sense. Looks like it's going to be the Mavericks in six.
Listen, that 8-point line for tomorrow night in game number six is taking into account that Kawhi Leonard will not play. If he does, probably moves the line by 2.5 points. But still, Dallas is going to have a great opportunity back at home as a 5-point favorite or greater to clinch this series. We told you yesterday, if you believed in the number that had the Mavericks as a slight road favorite in Los Angeles, jump on Dallas to win this series in six games. I did. It was plus 120 prior to game number five. It is now minus 310, minus 320, Dallas's price on the money line for game number six individually. And Donnie, this was a conversation we had downstairs with our guys, John Shames and Joe Friso, before this got started today on the early line. Is the super team era in the NBA done? Because we're seeing these teams that have gone out over the last off seasons and acquired superstar brand name players. The Clippers have Paul George, Kawhi Leonard when healthy, James Harden and Russell Westbrook, superstars of the last 10 years in the NBA, but flame out. The Lakers have flamed out. The Suns have flamed out. It seems those homegrown teams, and Dallas is not necessarily that. Luka Doncic is, but they did acquire Kyrie Irving. It seems those homegrown teams in other areas, though, like Oklahoma City, like Minnesota, those are the teams triumphant right now in the playoffs.
There's so much money to be made off of the court. I just think these guys like playing with each other, and they can form super teams. That's great. They play with their friends, and if they have to give up an extra $5 million on the court, they make it up off the court. Super teams, Ben, always going to be there now.
I think so as well. Now to the Eastern Conference. The Celtics push the series next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What was expected became official last night in game number five in Boston between the Celtics and the Heat. But we held out hope, maybe, because the last time these two teams faced off inside TD Garden, despite Boston being the NBA's best home team all year long, it was the Heat with a franchise record in the postseason, 23 made threes to pull off the upset. 23 made threes in game number two, take off 20. That's how many Miami made in game number five. Just three made triples for the Heat, and not much offense outside of that. Only 84 points, and Boston on the other side scores 118. Both games we saw in the NBA decided by 30-plus last night as the Celtics wrap up the opening round series over the shorthanded Heat. 118-94. The Celtics cover as a 14-point home favorite. A total that closed at 200. 200 flat. Barely goes over because of the 118 Boston scored. That's a total of 202 combined points. The Celtics win this series in five games over Miami.
There aren't many takeaways from the series because we always expected the Boston Celtics to win this once we found out that Jimmy Butler probably wasn't going to be available for this set. But also, you know what I like? Sometimes you have to get the attention of a team that you expect to win a championship. And that might have already happened here with the Miami Heat winning game number two, because you saw how Miami responded and you saw how the Boston Celtics responded to that. It was games three and four in your building where you might be able to make a series of this. That was quickly taken away in blowout victories for the Boston Celtics. Then when you return home and then you see the injuries still continue to pile up on the Miami Heat, you were wondering where the scoring was going to come from. Wouldn't come from anywhere last night outside of Bam Adebayo getting 23 points. But you saw that 118-84 final. This is what you're supposed to do as a championship team. And also, there wasn't any like, well, we couldn't blow them out by more than 10 because we didn't have Porzingis. They didn't have Porzingis. It didn't matter at all because guys were coming off the bench, splashing five triples down. Derek White, again, splashing five more triples himself in that basketball game. The Boston Celtics are really good. The Miami Heat are really injured. This is what's supposed to happen. A quick gentleman sweep and away you go into the second round for the Boston Celtics.
Sam Hauser hit five triples last night off the bench. Derek White, five more threes after eight made triples in game number four. Derek White and Jaylen Brown leading the way for Boston last night, both scoring 25 points. Boston blitzed Miami, leaving zero doubt last night. 41 points for the C's in the opening quarter, a quarter where I believe they made at least nine threes, maybe even 10 when all was said and done. Again, they left little doubt that they could even cover as a 14-point home favorite. All four wins for the Celtics in this series by at least 14 points. Games two and five go over. The other three games stay under. Boston now, Donnie, in the regular season and now in the playoffs, has played 44 games inside TD Garden. They have won 39 of them outright. They have been booked as a favorite in all 44, 24, 18, and 2 against the number. And it goes back to what we said down the home stretch of the NBA regular season. The Celtics are the NBA championship favorites, and Boston is going to hold home floor advantage the entirety of the way throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs and even into a potential NBA final series against Denver, OKC, or Minnesota. Any team from the Western Conference, in fact. That's a huge key for the Celtics. Again, the favorites to win the NBA title at plus 115, even with Kristaps Porzingis' status a little bit uncertain moving into the second round.
No, it certainly is. And you can also give him now extra time to relax where you're not going to be pressed for playing that next game. And do you need him because it's a key pivotal game? You weren't getting forced there with the Miami Heat, and we knew that. Right. Quite frankly, in round number two, you're probably not going to get forced either way as is. What you're looking for now is Porzingis to be healthy maybe for the Eastern Conference Finals and into the NBA Finals. But that's a deep basketball team with a lot of scoring options off the bench that they can use. And quite frankly, I don't think they need Porzingis in the next round. But to win an NBA championship, I do believe they're going to need the big man healthy and ready to produce here. But that's good signs for the Boston Celtics. Just getting back to Ben, you got our attention, Miami Heat. Now let's wipe you off the floor the next three games in advance. And they did that.
The Celtics greater than a $2 favorite to win the East. Minus 230. Look at how the Eastern Conference is laying out. We'll go big picture in our next segment. But we have the Pacers favored by 8 at home tonight to win their opening round series. See you, Milwaukee. The New York Knicks and the Sixers in a battle. Boston's next opponent is the winner of the set between the Cavaliers and the Magic. Orlando, a 4-point favorite for game number 6 tomorrow night at home. That would, if the odds follow, force a game 7 back in Cleveland. Boston is sitting pretty at this moment to win the East and maybe get that elusive NBA championship. We'll look at those title odds on the other side of the break here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As has been the case since the All-Star break, the NBA championship odds at this moment are already forecasting what we expect to see in the NBA Finals. Boston out of the East, Denver out of the West. But now that we have the first team, that would be the Celtics, advancing into the second round in the Eastern Conference, and we have three of the four teams that will qualify for round number two out West, already there, we reset where the NBA championship odds are now that the title favorites have reached round number two. The Celtics winning their opening round series over Miami in five games last night, and Donnie Boston, a plus 115 favorite to win their 18th NBA championship in franchise history. This young group of Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown being the homegrown headliners, has been to this stage before. They have been to the Eastern Conference Finals. They have made it into the NBA Championship Series, but that 18th Larry O'Brien trophy has eluded them. The last NBA title in Boston way back in 2008. Doc Rivers was the head coach. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen were the headliners of the Boston Three Party way back then. Do the Celtics being that short of a favorite at plus 115 now into round number two make sense to you?
They're the best team, so obviously they should have the lowest odds here. But once again, it just comes down to price point of what you're willing to pay. The Boston Celtics probably have an easy time of it, Ben, in the next round. Then they'll get a little bit of pushback in the Eastern Conference Finals. But unlike the Denver Nuggets, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and OKC, there is a gauntlet that those teams still have to run through just to make it to the Celtics. And oh, yeah. You talk about home court advantage. It's big in the NBA. Who's the best team in the NBA on their home court? It's the Boston Celtics. If the team in the Boston Celtics does make the NBA Finals, they'll have four games on their home court to three games, let's just say, for the Denver Nuggets, who also have an unbelievable home court advantage. So for my money, I won't be betting the Boston Celtics. And again, it still comes back and smacks you in the head when you say you pulled the same thing with UConn where the price isn't appropriate. But I do think there's other ways that you can spend your money than getting a plus 115 price on the Boston Celtics. Celtics that won't pay you out to right around July, let's just say, at this point here.
Right.
But I do agree with the FanDuel Sportsbook that a plus 115 price on the Boston Celtics makes sense because they're going to be in the NBA Finals with the least resistance as opposed to the Western Conference. And then when they get there, they'll have home court advantage. So it does make sense. It's just not going to get my money, Ben.
So, DRS, after the All-Star break, as I mentioned, it became very apparent to me that Boston was in a tier of its own in the Eastern Conference, approaching even money, plus 100, even closely into minus money to win the East. That's when I jumped on the Celtics price to win an NBA championship at plus 230. Still a very short number in comparison, but that's the number that I have. I feel good about that at the moment. So I ask you another question. It is expected from the odds makers that the NBA championship series is going to be Boston versus Denver. So what do you think is more likely? That is our exact title matchup, or any other team outside of the C's and the Nugs reaches the NBA Finals?
I do think like we're on a collision course, because if you say again, who are the best two teams, not a do you think, are in the NBA that will meet in the finals, it's going to be the Celtics and the Nuggets here. But having said that, we're obviously way more confident that the Boston Celtics do get to the NBA Finals, because the Denver Nuggets, if you have to beat Minnesota and or the Thunder and also the Dallas Mavericks now hot, that's going to be hard to do at this point. But if you're just saying you got one bet to make, I'm still going to go chalk on that one, because when push comes to shove, we were doing these same gymnastics last year talking about the Nuggets. Oh, regular season team, Jokic is really fun, but that team's really not built for a championship. They showed they were built for a championship, and they're going to be built for another championship run this year, which is why I do think they still make it out of the Western Conference. But that Minnesota Timberwolves series is going to be absolutely tremendous here. And also keep in mind, it's not as if with the Boston Celtics, where they have home court advantage all throughout the Eastern and Western Conference Finals, the Denver Nuggets don't have that. OKC has that. So many chips still have to fall into place just for the Nuggets to appear in the finals. Then they're going to be slight underdogs because why? They don't have home court advantage. So yes, for me, again, I'll keep it chalky here. Nuggets and Celtics probably is the best bet if you're picking there, as opposed to, let's just say, Ben, a field bet on the rest.
Yeah. it's hard to balk at that idea that Boston and Denver will not meet up in the NBA Finals. I will say the four shortest prices right now are the four teams that have already won their opening round series and advanced into the conference semifinal set. Boston, followed by Denver, and then obviously the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder. If we can go back, there are the NBA championship odds. The Thunder at a plus 950 price. The interesting thing is there, Oklahoma City awaits the winner of the series between the Clippers and the Mavericks. How short does Dallas's price get? Currently at 13-1, fifth best. If and when they wrap up this series, Dallas an 8-point favorite back at home in the decisive game number 6 tomorrow night against LA. So let's also talk about the Eastern Conference before we dive into the second round series that we know in the Western Conference, the only one that is set at this moment between Denver and Minnesota. I'm just going to say this. You can tell me if I'm crazy, DRS. When you look at Philadelphia, 45-1, to win the NBA title, the Sixers 16-1 to win the Eastern Conference. Philly right now is a 3-point home favorite in game number 6. That would make it a winner-take-all game number 7 if the odds track and the Sixers get a win tonight in game number 6. Winner-take-all game 7 back at MSG later this week. Is there any value outside of Boston elsewhere in the Eastern Conference? Philly does intrigue me ever so slightly.
Let's focus on the intriguing number, which, again, to win the NBA championship is the price point I would bet at 45-1. But I'm not saying I'm actually going to bet that here, but let's just go into the optics of it. Then if we're playing NBA 2K, and I can go and say, okay, before the game starts, we're going to turn off the injuries, which means everybody is going to be 100% all the way through to the NBA Finals. That 45-1 is an absolute steal right now on the Sixers. But I am a Sixers fan, and I also know how injuries do work. Big guys don't get healthy when they're already injured. And also, is there a track record? Like, man, Embiid went 6 straight playoffs here, never got injured, and played wonderful basketball. We know his past already. He's more than likely. And tonight's Thursday night. I'm a half-hearted here as a Sixers fan, waiting at 3 p.m. to get an update that says, Joel Embiid's knee flared up here and won't be available for tonight. Good luck, Philadelphia 76ers. Because I know that's how it turns out. The Boston Celtics, by far, are the best team in the Eastern Conference. If the Sixers were 100% healthy for that series, they would battle the Celtics. But Joel Embiid playing the rest of the playoffs, even if they advance past the Knicks, is certainly one of those options that I don't think is going to happen. So based on the price point, it's awesome. Based on what I know in reality with Joel Embiid's health, it's not realistic to bet that because I don't think that ticket cashes based on what I know out of Joel Embiid in the playoffs and his injury history, Ben.
For sure. And I think the only thing you would hope for is a cash out option with the 15-1 price or 16-1 price on Philly if they were to reach the Eastern Conference Finals, because the only good thing either for New York or Philadelphia is they don't have to play Boston in round number 2. They would get the winner of the Bucks and Pacers series, Indiana, 8-point home favorite tonight. So let's get to the second round series that we already know. Denver, a short favorite to win the Western Conference. Denver, second best price to win the NBA championship, but it's not going to be a cakewalk. They are greater than a $2 favorite, minus 205, to win their second round set outright against Minnesota. But Donnie, I expect it to be as competitive of a series as you will find. I give the Nuggets the edge, no doubt about it, but it's going to be a test against the T-Wolves.
No, it certainly is, and they're the most intriguing team for me here. And look, I love OKC. Love what they did the regular season. They were fantastic in round number 1. But if I'm looking for a playoff team that can go up against a world championship team and say, I think we can play with you, give me great defense, they have it. Give me young, talented superstar scorers, they have it. Give me veteran presence out here, they got it. And also, as we just talked about Joel Embiid coming back still hobbled on that one leg, Karl-Anthony Towns doesn't look hobbled to me with that same sort of injury. So you did get Karl-Anthony Towns back and fully healthy for a playoff run, and it's showing up right now. That is going to be an awesome series to watch, and quite frankly, I won't be totally shocked if the Minnesota Timberwolves were able to advance here, Ben.
There was a time where Denver moved to minus money to win the Western Conference crown. Now plus 105. I will just say that. Around MLB comes your way up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
around the majors on a full day of Major League Baseball yesterday on a Wednesday. Today, not nearly as full, only six games, a ton of getaway games as well. Day baseball on this Thursday, day baseball on Wednesday, and a very full slate. There is no hotter team at the moment in MLB than the Minnesota Twins. Make that 10 straight for the Twins. We'll give you the caveat in just a moment, but first, baseball is a random sport where each and every day, even if your book is greater than a $2 favorite, as the Twins were in Chicago yesterday against the White Sox, there are no guarantees. So winning 10 games in a row, huge for Minnesota. Taking advantage of a soft portion of their schedule, the Twins, the AL Central favorites, the AL Central champs from a year ago, back to what we expected. Four games above 500, 17 and 13. 10 wins in a row, 10 runs yesterday against the White Sox for that 10th straight victory, 10-5.
Relentless offense yesterday, which is great to see. Like, breaking down that game, the Minnesota Twins team total was always going to be a very good option because I wasn't all that high on Flexen. Five innings pitched, two earned runs, but as soon as he leaves the game, Ben, two runs scored in the sixth, two more in the seventh, and four more in the ninth to put that game away. 15 total runs in this one, but also when you're streaking, 17 and 13, I say, like, wow, how terrible were they to actually start the year based on all the wins they're piling up? They didn't play all that well. Yeah. Sometimes it just so happens where if you are Minnesota and you do play the primarily games at home in the month of April where they're cold, those bats aren't ready to go yet. Now we see the weather starting to shift here, and you see the Minnesota Twins really reacting at the plate. And also, it's nice to play a team with six total wins on their season like the Chicago White Sox do have. That's a good performance yesterday. Ober kept them in the game. Six innings pitched, four earned runs, and the rest of the way the bullpen held it down, and they hammered the Chicago White Sox bullpen. It's a fun team there. And also, just from a handicapping perspective here, the ability for the Twins to stack up a lot of left-hand bats against right-handed pitchers, that's a luxury to have and something a lot of Major League Baseball teams don't have. Nice streak for the Twins, and it looks like they're waking up at the plate.
So here's the only small caveat I will provide. The 10 straight wins for Minnesota. Last week, four-game sweep over these White Sox. This week, three-game sweep over the White Sox, and over the weekend, an Angels team that is really starting to struggle. But you take advantage of who you are playing, and Minnesota has done that at a critical juncture to get back above 500. Every other team in the AL Central outside of Chicago is four games above 500 or better. And if the White Sox are on your slate, beat them. They are 6-25, the worst record in all of the bigs, the only team with a win percentage that is less than .200 at this moment. So kudos to the Twins, a -205 road favorite yesterday in Chicago. Baltimore, nearly a dollar and a half favorite to make it three straight victories over the Yankees. This is a four-game set with the finale, some day baseball today at Camden Yards, but finally the Yanks get the better of the O's. The Orioles had won the first two games of this set. Yesterday, New York responds. A pitcher's duel. Corbin Burns on one side for Baltimore. Lucas Gill, a.k.a. Luis Gil, for the New York Yankees, shuts out the O's. It was really only one bad pitch for Corbin Burns as Oswaldo Cabrera hits a two-run shot in the fifth inning. The only runs of the games, the Yanks get a 2-0 win.
A.K.A. Lucas Gill, Ben. So, I mean, some people say, where'd that guy play before? Is he a model? We don't know, but that certainly is alias here. 2-0 yesterday. If you would have told me before the game started, Ben, Corbin Burns is going to give me six innings pitched, two earned runs in this one, I'd say the Baltimore Orioles were on their way to sweeping that four-game set against the Yankees. But that's a fantastic performance and something to begin the season. When I talk about the Yankees and not getting those good vibes out of spring training, so many question marks in that starting lineup, particularly the pitchers, because that front-end talent was either damaged goods coming into the year and or not pitching well last year. Heel coming into that game, 6 1/3 innings on the road, no earned runs, 5 Ks, only one walk. That is awesome. If you are going to get pitching like that outside of, let's just say, your big two for the Yankees, good luck stopping the Yanks the rest of the way. But also, we still have to understand, if the Baltimore Orioles win today, that is a massive series for the Baltimore Orioles looking forward. I still like the way the Orioles competed. They just didn't swing the bats as they usually do. But these two are going to be battling neck and neck throughout the summer for supremacy there in the AL East. Just a good win for the Yanks. They got a great pitching performance out of Heel.
Yep, Heel, Gil, Lucas Gil. We joke. It's Luis Heel. We know that. But you know we like to have some fun with our names like Tay-Tay DiVincenzo. Maybe Lucas Gil becomes that guy throughout this summer for us here on the early line. The Yanks are a minus 134 road money line favorite for game number four of this set. Again, day baseball at Camden Yards. Warm here in the Northeast. Three straight wins for the Astros entering the month of May. But that came to a close yesterday, despite a great performance from Justin Verlander in a low-scoring affair that sees 10 innings for a second consecutive day. Stephen Kwan, what a day it was for Cleveland. An RBI triple during regulation, and then in extras, the RBI double that was the game-winning run. And, of course, you start with a runner in scoring position in extra innings with two outs. Kwan makes a diving grab in left field for the game-sealing out. Cleveland knocks off Houston, snaps the three-game win streak for the Stros. 3-2 the victory for the Guardians in 10.
Yeah, Verlander was very good. Seven innings pitched, two earned runs. That's what you expect out of your ace here. ERA now in the season at 2.08. But the thing I didn't expect was Tristan McKenzie to go seven innings pitched and two earned runs against that hot Houston Astros lineup at home. RBI chances in that game. I told you yesterday to break it down. Alvarez, 0-for-4, didn't get one, but also right behind him was Tucker. He went 1-for-4, but did played an RBI. That one I didn't see coming. I thought we had more runs yesterday than the five overall. But you can't win every day. And also, from a handicapping perspective, wouldn't it just be easy just to say, this pitcher's good, this pitcher's bad, you always win money the opposite way? We'd never have any fun on the FanDuel Sportsbook because there wouldn't be a FanDuel Sportsbook if everything went according to plan. So today, hopefully we can cash in on a team total, which didn't work for me yesterday with the Houston Astros.
DRS, some great perspective there, even on a tough day in Major League Baseball. There are now five teams that have reached the 20-win threshold. Cleveland is one of them. One team right behind that, the Kansas City Royals, 6-1 win yesterday for KC over the Toronto Blue Jays. The Royals took 3-4 against Toronto last week in KC. They win the series yesterday with that 6-1 win. Kansas City, 19 wins so far this season. We'll go around the rest of Major League Baseball up next here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A controversial call at home plate that ended the game last night in Citi Field between the Mets and the Cubs. Chicago up 1-0 after another dazzling pitching performance out of Shota Imanaga in his debut season in MLB. Runners on second and third, bottom of the ninth, one out. Jeff McNeil at the plate for New York. Skies out to left. Pete Alonso tags up. Throw to the plate. Pete Alonso's hand does not touch home plate. The Cubs catcher slightly blocking home plate, but not ruled interference or a blockage. When Alonso gets his hand down on the dish, the tag hits him on the back at the same time. Ruling on the field was Alonso out at home after a review. That was the call that was upheld. Chicago wins 1-0. Shota Imanaga now 5-0 in the six starts that he's made this year for the Cubbies. Chicago has won every single one.
Yeah, Imanaga's been filthy that first time around, right? When you see these lineups that haven't faced him before, it's like, okay, this is what he has. Seven innings pitched, no earned runs yesterday, seven Ks, and only one walk in a dominant performance. But also Buto here for the Mets going up against the Cubs. Yeah. He's wonderful. Six innings pitched, one earned runs. That should be good enough for a winning effort, but the bats just didn't come to play. And also, that was a controversial play at the end of the game. If you slow it down, it still seems like Pete Alonso did have his hand hovering over home plate, but I do believe his hand got down right around the time the tag was placed. But also, instant replay is supposed to turn over egregious things. It was called out on the field. It was a bang-bang play. I understand why they absolutely kept it there. It would have been interesting to see if we didn't have that actual close-up, because one of the first returns of watching those replays was the umpire was in the way. It's like, wow, that's why it was controversial. But there was a clean image of his hand coming up and then coming back down at that point here. just one of those tough breaks that you have. But also, getting back to the point of what is actually blocking the catcher with the plate and the runner coming home. Just a couple years ago, I mean, Ben, you couldn't even come close to try to even impeding the process of the runner. Now it feels like, again, you're allowed to just sit there, set up and block. Like, what type of sport is this where a catcher can have his leg down, you're sliding home, you can't even get the home plate and the guy's out. It's like, why don't we just go back to the rules where, okay, catchers want to do that. Well, I'm going to put – you want Pete Alonso coming from third base to home where there's going to be a collision? I guarantee you he's not blocking the plate at that point, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would, again, we don't root for injuries. We don't want to see anybody get injured.
No.
But Pete Alonso, boom, threw
home the worst
plate
you would have
with the
home.
Game on the line. Oh, that would be fun to see. Yesterday, the other Pete Crow Armstrong, the rookie for the Cubbies, already his fifth RBI in the last week for Chicago. A sac fly in the fifth. That was the only run scored of the game. But for Shota Iminaga, it has been a sensational start, a dream start, probably better than anybody in the Windy City could have dreamed of. He is 5-0 with a .78 ERA. Otherworldly stuff coming over from Japan, now in MLB. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, also pretty good yesterday for the Dodgers. These two Japanese pitchers in a battle for National League Rookie of the Year. Yamamoto blanks the D-backs yesterday as the Dodgers win 8-0. The day after the B delay, the Dodgers get back on track. 8-0 the win for LA.
Yeah, no Ohtani in the lineup either, so it moves Freddie Freeman up, and he went 0-4, but again, Mookie Betts leading off, 3 hits, 5 at-bats, 2 RBI, .377 on the season, and usually like this too, like, guys get paid sometimes, like, oh, they take their foot off the gas pedal. Will Smith got paid. He only went 1-5 yesterday. He's hitting .355 on the season. It's talent on top of talent on top of talent in that lineup for the Dodgers, where you can put up 8 runs without even having an MVP in your lineup. That's tough, and also, Montgomery got that delayed start, so that's some extra gas in the tank. He didn't have it early, Ben. 3 innings pitch, 6 earned runs. Easy victory for the Dodgers over the D-backs.
Andy Pages balling out. 2-run home run.
Yeah, he's a good one.
Scoring started yesterday in the second for Los Angeles. Yamamoto, 6 innings of work, only allowing 5 hits. Striking out 5, did not allow a single run. So it really is the race between the two Japanese pitchers making their Major League Baseball debuts this year. Yamamoto and Iminaga, both +350 co-favorites to win that National League Rookie of the Year. I wonder how short those numbers go if they keep putting up scoreless performance after scoreless performance.
Yeah, they're going to run away with it the way they're going now. And quite frankly, forget about Rookie of the Year odds. How about some Cy Young award-winning odds for both of those pitchers to also take a look at here? One guy, Paul Skeens, I see down there at 18-1. I can't wait to watch him come up and have a 30-pitch limit in the major leagues with the Pittsburgh Pirates. What's going on there? I have no idea, but that's the way baseball is played in those markets like Pittsburgh, who don't care about their fans, only on their bottom line.
DRS making a statement before we hit the break. Hour 2 starts in over 2 minutes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.